Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
As we've been reporting, President Trump is coming to California tomorrow after trashing the state's wildfire response and threatening to cut off aid. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central News line by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, what a feat it would be to come here after your first weekend where you're saying all kinds of wonderful things about the Golden State.
Yeah, it's a guy, welcome to the fire zone, and he's bringing his own flamethrower to just get things even heated up more. In an interview just the other day with the Washington Post and Sean Hannity on Fox News, he said that he was thinking about withholding aid to Southern California until Gavin Newsom and the state, quote, let the water flow down. In other words, started sending more water from Northern California down to the southern areas and the farmers. It was something that he campaigned on. It's not really associated with the Los Angeles fires. I mean, and it's not even true that Newsom is necessarily opposed to it, because he's been trying to get the Delta tunnels and the Delta to move water from the Sacramento down to the Central Valley for years. It's the questions about, you know, environmental and also costs. But that's not stopping Donald Trump from raising questions about California's response to the fire and to rebuilding. And he's not the only one. While he might be the most vocal, let's not forget that Mike Johnson, the representative from Louisiana and House Speaker, who has actually, you know, hands on the funds going to California, they want some changes made too. What they are, we haven't heard. But it's probably along the lines of environmental and other concerns that they have, saying that California is just too strict and too environmentally friendly and not taking care of the environment around the homes that went up in flames.
When President Trump first started saying these things, Governor Newsom clapped back and said, why don't you come to California? I'll show you around. Is he going to meet with Newsom?
Well, Newsom's going to be on the tarmac when Donald Trump gets off the plane, so he's not going to have much choice. Where it goes from there remains to be seen. They've had an off-and-on relationship. Remember, in 2018, we had Trump and Newsom were together. Newsom was lieutenant governor at the time, I believe, and they were touring the fire areas, the Paradise fire areas. And, you know, Trump wasn't crazy about federal money coming there either. It wasn't until his own staff pointed out that, you know, a lot of these people in the rural areas actually voted for you that he sort of softened up. So he and Newsom have this, you know, back and forth relationship while they're touring the fire areas. Newsom is also trying to fight him on immigration and a number of other fronts. But, you know, this is a disaster area. And, you know, we're already looking at, you know, $350 to $450 million in just civic repairs. Because it's not just the houses that get destroyed in fires. It's the plumbing. It's the sewer system. It's the roads. It's the electrical grid. A whole lot of things. Schools, public buildings. They've all been destroyed. And 75% of that, you know, rebuild money comes from the feds. So we're talking about a significant chunk of change. Will there be conditions put on it? Most likely so. How politically they will be motivated remains to be seen. And it's going to be interesting to see if it's a calm between Trump and Newsom or if sparks continue to fly.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. We'll be back at 5:50.